Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most coaches today. Can't make the right decisions? Is your relationship on the rocks? Is your job dragging you down? Not sure what your purpose is? Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? Each week, you'll discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. This hit call-in show will feature the best of the best in professional coaching, leaving no stone unturned. Get ready to get clear about what you want, learn what you need to learn, and take transformative action to bring your dreams to life. Now, here is your host, Karen Florence.
Welcome, everyone. I'm very excited about our show today. This is Karen Florence, and you are listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. I want to direct you to our website, which is www.onpurposewithkarenflorence.com, and you can listen to past shows there. You can hear information or see information about our guests, things that are coming up, things about our trips. Vision Quest Italy is still on there, even though we've closed reservations. We are going to soon be posting about six trips for next year. Two will be in Italy again, of course, you know, my love. And one will be in Portugal, one will be in Morocco, and there'll be two that will be stateside. So keep checking back to the website and you'll be able to see those. Just a little bit of update about our show today. First of all, I want to welcome some of our Italian friends. I have Italian friends who are listening today. Benvenuti. I'm very, very happy to have you on, be listening in. Today's show is really very, very special. Our guest is Peggy Gibson, and I'm going to pull her in a moment. But I just want to preface our conversation by, when I work with clients, one of the things that many, many clients say to me is that they really have a lack of good friends. And by good friends, I mean people that they can depend on, people that they can not see for an entire year. But the minute they are back with them, it's like they had never been apart. We get to be so socially and spiritually disconnected when it comes to other people in our lives. And my first request to them is that they start pulling in tribe members. And tribe members are those people that you're walking down the street and you look at them and all of a sudden all you can say is, where have you been? Because you know them. There's something about them. They know you know them. They know you. You have that instant connection. And I love my tribe members. And I want to say that Peggy Gibson, my guest today, is one of my tribe members. So I am going to just introduce her. Peggy, are you there?
I am here and honored.
Excellent. So let's start off by telling people how you and I met and how that connection just, I can still see the moment I actually looked in your face for the very first time. I had red hair, if you remember.
I do remember.
I'm back to being blonde.
I commented on your red hair and you said, well, actually it is orange this week.
Yeah, because people, it's only hair. Have fun.
But I remember every detail. But actually, I felt you before I saw you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I turned around, and it was as if a spotlight had shined on you. And I'm like, whoa, and what will this bring?
I remember we were passing in the hall, and you made the comment, and we turned around and looked at each other, and the rest is history. So but what we're talking about today is Peggy was diagnosed how long ago? Not long.
Actually, it would be a year ago this month, at the end of the month, at the very last day of the month.
Yes,
in October.
With stage 4 breast cancer. And today, Peggy is free of cancer. So let's just jump into that right off the bat. So have at it, Peggy. Tell us your story.
And thank you for listening to my story. This is the first time I have shared with my story with anyone other than my best friends. I think for me, the first 2 months were complete shock, but I allowed myself to take a deep breath and I allowed myself to let all the emotions that wanted to come through. And I decided I wouldn't do anything until I knew it was time to act. So I really did nothing for 2 months. You know, I went to the doctors. I heard their recommendations. I have an oncologist. And but I think my biggest thing I want to say is I've been blessed to have angel guidance that walked with me daily. So I think they even directed the doctors.
And that's amazing. We're gonna just dig a little bit deeper into that. But I just want to invite our listeners, if anyone has any questions they would like to ask Peggy, because this is really an incredible story. Can you imagine being diagnosed with stage 4 cancer of any kind, and a year later be completely free of cancer? So our call-in number today is 800-930-2819. And please, if you have any questions, just call in, and our producer, Chrissy, will put you right through to talk to Peggy. So, Peggy, what were the doctors recommending for you to do?
Well, the doctors, the only thing they recommended was for me to take an estrogen blocker to reduce the size of the tumors. I had breast cancer, was in my right breast, pretty much the whole breast was involved with lobular cancer. Mm-hmm. And then it had metastasized to 3 places in my colon and a small speck in my hip.
So did they give you a prognosis of any sort?
Well, you know, you hear what you want to hear in these early days. So, you know, I heard death is what I heard to begin with, just being real blunt here. And I heard they were just going to try to make me comfortable. That is not what my husband heard. My husband heard, no, they want to see if they can reduce the tumors and see what they can do. Even though I've always been a big alternative fan, in that first week, I would have let them take out half my body if it meant me cancer-free. It was like, what do you mean you don't want to have give me surgery? I mean, I couldn't believe that was coming out of my breath or out of my mouth.
Yeah. So what advice do you give to people when they hear this really shocking and life-threatening diagnosis? I mean, because I know you have a very strong spiritual background. We are very connected in that way. And you still had that knee-jerk reaction, which is cut it out.
I did. It was shocking to me, my knee-jerk reaction. But you know what? I honored it. I really honored every thought and every emotion. That's where I think my angels took over and didn't let the doctors do surgery. But they weren't willing to for the first 3 months. Mm-hmm. But so what I recommend is, I don't care if they give you a week to live. Do nothing. My advice is you take a deep breath, you allow yourself to settle, and don't think you're going to settle, you know, in the way you have in the past. Settling is going to be new because you're still going to be surrounded with fear in these first weeks. Even I had complete peace and complete fear all rolled up into one ball.
Yeah. So how did you pull that apart? Because I think this is a really important point before we go further with what happened to you with your story. Because fear is so big and just digs its claws into us. And it prevents us from sinking in and thinking and hearing other voices and other alternatives that could be dropping into our head. So how did you manage to, I don't know, compartmentalize the fear, quiet it? What did you do?
Well, I allowed it. Mm. I gave it no resistance.
Yeah. And how did that happen?
Well, you know, I think that 30 years of actively connecting with Source, God, Spirit, whatever you want to call, and my tribe, and my husband. Looking this morning, I looked back and I thought that my husband surrounded me in his strength. And that really carried me in those first days.
Yeah. So, yeah. And, I just want to call out how important it is for us to be doing our work before the crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So that we have some foundation, some understanding of who we are, what we're doing. And then when the crisis comes, we are better equipped. You know, everyone who listens knows that I'm a big Bikram yoga student. And, you know, I try to practice 4 or 5 times a week. And I find my center on my mat. And I know that you've done a lot of this. And so I really just want to call out that we don't, yes, these crises will cause us to start doing some of that inner work. But if we prepare ourselves now, now is the best time to start doing it. What do you think about that?
That's excellent. Just you are always clarify so precisely. And I had a really good friend who I trust, a 30-year friend. She said, Peggy, and she had just lost her spouse then a couple of years before to cancer. But she said, you're going to be okay. I felt a light go through you. Mm-hmm. Well, as she talked to me, this pink golden light I felt go through to me. And yeah. I still go back to that moment today. You know, it's like, you know, I can't say I'm going to have another PET scan on Monday. So it's like, okay, am I still going to be cancer free? And I still allow those emotions. And then I choose to allow my body to be healthy. And I think that's a key word in that allow.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to go to break right now. But I want to say that, as you said, that you're going to be cancer-free. I got one of those nice big body hits that I always get. So, yes, you're definitely going to be cancer-free. When we come back, we're going to talk to Peggy about her journey, you know, this delightful path she says that she had on her way to healing herself. So, everyone, just stay where you are. We'll be right back.
To Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Well, Welcome back. This is Karen Florence, and you're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. This morning, we are talking to my dear friend, tribe members, spiritual connection, you name it, and colleague, because Peggy is also a certified professional coach, and that's actually where we met when she was going through her training. I was in class with her assisting one day. I want to remind everyone that if you have someone, if you want to call or you have a friend who is battling cancer right now, they have a question, they should call in. Our 800 number is 800-930-2819. So, Peggy, when we went to break, we were talking about, we're going to talk about what your journey was, what happened, how you, you know, and your what you did to free yourself of cancer. So, please, have at it.
Is I was given angel guidance, and I was told, and actually, I actually heard the words of what color light to fill my body with. So, I would fill my body probably 5 to 20 times a day with whatever light I was guided to. And I don't think your message has to be that strong. You can think, what color do I resonate with today? And let your body be filled with that light.
So how did you actually do that? What did you do to fill your body with that light?
I just imagined my physical body and extended it out to my light body, out beyond my physical body. Was just like how the sun shines on you, like a light shone on me and it filled every cell of my body to then I glowed as if my whole body glowed.
Yeah.
With this light.
Yeah. You know, let me throw out here that, of course, this is my, I don't want to say it's my belief system. It is my knowing. And, you know, science has proved this, that we are energetic bodies. And all disease starts in our energetic body and works its way down into our physical body. So connecting with energy and with the your spirit and everything else that's out there is really essential to healing. Did you agree with that, Peggy?
Yes. Yes, yeah. Very yeah. much so. And yeah. then I'd had a traumatic years with the caring for my parents during their death. And I think, you know, I let my energetic body, you know, get out of kilter.
Mm-hmm. So after, you know, you would fill yourself with light, then what would you do?
Enjoy. And it was really just that simple, you know, enjoy it. And you don't force it. This is something I've been doing a long time. But you just let everything happen the way it's going to happen for you as an individual. You know, one thing that I've learned on my path and my desire is to also to help others is that everyone has their own unique walk in life or in healing from cancer.
You and I were speaking to each other during this time, and I remember you said, I'm just going to enjoy. I'm just going to relax and enjoy every single moment of every single day. And you did that.
I did do that. I'm going to pat myself on the back, and I felt like I had a lot of help. I know I had a lot of help, but I did allow the joy to come through.
Yeah.
I'm smiling right now.
So the medical doctors were telling you to do one thing, but you also went to, is it a naturopath?
So
tell us about that.
I went to a naturopathic doctor who designed a diet plan for me, and I'm going to give it in a thumbnail. It was probably 80-90% raw, you know, a lot of greens. I did a juice protocol. I did a lot of carrot, beet, greens, and wheatgrass, and some herbs and some really high-end probiotics and vitamins. And I don't mind sharing exactly what I did, but what I want everyone to know is that unless you're an expert, by the time you have 4-stage cancer, your body's in a delicate balance. So you really need an expert and someone you trust to help you walk through what your body needs at that particular moment. But I did the diet. I followed it 100%. I didn't allow anything in my body that was going to metabolize out to sugar, because cancer cells love sugar. That's why the PET scan works. They give you a drink to take, and the cancer cells light up from the sugar in the drink because they just absorb it. So if you starve those cancer cells, you know, they have nothing to feed on, nothing to give them anything to grow, so they die.
Well, go ahead.
I did dry brushing. I did hot and cold showers to stimulate my circulation and my lymph. Sunshine, feet in Mother Earth. After your shower, leave your clothes off for a while and let your, you know, our skin is our biggest organ. So mm-hmm. let your skin breathe.
So, and at the same time, you were still listening to your medical doctors, weren't you?
I was. Yeah. I was. You know, of course, the only thing they had me on was one pill, but no, I went in the beginning. They had me coming every 2 or 3 weeks. They were still doing tests on me. And so very much I was letting myself be led within my strength day by day without this is it, you know, mm-hmm. allowed that to flow.
So how hard was it to do the dietary changes? You know, people are all about diets for 2 days. But your stakes were very high. So how was making all of those diet changes?
I had gained weight my last 15 years, and I had not been able to stick with it and get it off. So, but when it feels like life or death, let me tell you, it was pretty easy.
You know? Yeah.
When people ask me, you know, it's like sometimes I'm not quite so blunt, but, you know, I'm like, well, did I want to live?
Yeah. So how are you? So at what point did you realize that things were on the upswing and things were starting to change for the better? How long did that take?
The 3 months. 3 months. Oh. I went from I started with my PET scan. I went 3 months after I went to the Emory doctors here in Atlanta, Georgia, where I am. After my first initial diagnosis with them. I actually got diagnosed on a visit to one of my older daughters, which I do want to speak on later. But 3 months later, my PET scan, they said, you are significantly better.
3 months.
In 3 months. And then in another 3 months, literally, I got more scared than ever before with this second PET scan. And so I'm just like, God, you know I've done my work, but just please let me hear I'm a little better. I will be great with going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Well, it came back. I was cancer-free. So literally from 7.5 months from the first diagnosis I got in Richmond, Virginia, I was cancer-free.
And cancer-free even where it had metastasized?
Yes.
All gone?
All gone.
What did the doctor say about that?
It's so interesting. I got the assistant doctor and I was a little bit perturbed. It's like, okay, where's my doctor? You know, but again, angel guidance, both of them. But the assistant doctor gave me a whole lot more information and went over in detail, like with a microscope over their findings. But the interesting thing, there was nothing on the report on my PET scan that she had in front of her about my breast or my colon. And I'm like, they were mentioning all these other suspicious specs that they said that, you know, we absolutely know they're fine now. And I'm like, well, what about the main two areas? And she said, that's a little odd, is it? I said, that is very odd. So she was able to go and get the main radiologist on the phone. And he said, I guess I was in shock. I didn't get it on the report. He says, there's nothing. There's nothing.
Wow. So did they immediately want to know what you did? How were they classifying this?
Probably the estrogen blocker. No, they did not want to hear what I was doing. They, you know, my main oncologist on that first time when she said, you are significantly better, I said, my diet. And she literally put her hand up in like the stop mode. And so I just kind of laughed at myself, and it's like, you know, this is about me right now. It'll be about me helping later.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had no need to try to convince her.
Yeah. I just want to really call this out because, you know, the Western medical community has their protocol. They have the thing that they're going to do. And there are alternative things out there, and you need to find, at least start investigating. At least start investigating because do you now, Peggy, I'm curious. Do you consider this, I mean, obviously we're going to say it's a miracle, but do you consider this a miracle, or do you think, consider this, you did what you needed to do to get yourself well?
I actually consider it both. Mm-hmm. I've spent a lot of time thinking about this. What I really want all the listeners to hear is that my alternative doctor, and then I would love to say her name if that's okay.
Sure.
Dr. Megan Laban here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But she sees this in her practice all the time. I just went to a Healing Strong weekend of 155 participants, and they were from people who had been healed for 10 plus years to people who had been newly diagnosed the day before the conference. But this is happening every day in the alternative world.
It's amazing. So we're going to make sure that we have that information or some way that people can reach you to get that information if they would like to investigate the doctor or her website, whatever. It's really interesting that, you know, the Western medicine wants to just keep you in the hospital, cut you, take you, give you drugs, do that sort of thing, when in 7.5 months, it's possible if you find the right treatment for you, you could actually cure your own cancer. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Peggy. Again, if you have anyone who'd like to call in, the call number is 800-930-2819. This is a fascinating story and a wonderful story, and one, of course, that makes me very happy because I get to keep Peggy forever. So we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back. This is Karen Florence, and you're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. Our call-in number today is 800-930-2819, and we are talking to my dear friend Peggy Gibson, who cured herself, are we going to say it that way, of stage 4 cancer in 7.5 months. Let's start bragging, because I think that's just fantastic. So, Peggy, when you got this diagnosis, of course, your family, how did they react to this thing?
Well, I was actually in Richmond, Virginia, and visited my oldest daughter, Celia, and her family, celebrating my oldest granddaughter, Mackenzie's birthday. You know, and I had not been feeling well. But anyways, in the middle of the night, I thought, I need to go to the hospital. And, you know, me who does not go to doctors or the hospital. But anyways, making this part of the story a little shorter, I had a very low hemoglobin, 3.6. I didn't know what that meant, but they couldn't believe I was able to walk into the hospital. I needed 6 units of blood. And I never wanted to have a blood transfusion. But since I needed it, I claimed I was getting superhero human blood. I was getting, the blood would be wonderful for me. I was not diagnosed with it when I started getting the blood. But anyways, you know, a couple of days later that they were looking in my colon to see, you know, are you bleeding out? Where are you losing blood? And they said, you know, he says, well, I see a couple of suspicious places, but, you know, they don't look like cancer to me, but I biopsied them anyways. But anyway, so I get this news that these are breast cancer cells in the colon. And it's like a light is being shown on it right now. I remember thinking, you know, I'm going to let all my emotions come through. I'm also in shock. And I want to be an example for my granddaughters that I'm a strong woman facing this. And I think that strong women allow every emotion, or man, every emotion. You know, you're not hiding to be strong. You're just letting whatever comes through come through. But with my request for that, a strength did come through me and a peace came through me. And so I do feel, I want to clarify, do I feel like I've healed myself? The picture that comes to me every time, you know, my friends brag on me, which I'm grateful. I'm bragging on myself now, but that I see myself like a puzzle. And all of these pieces to the puzzle came in. As I was contemplating my story, you know, in the last couple of days for this radio show, I saw those puzzle pieces like spokes in a circle and a wheel. Mm-hmm. And then so I said, what are my different spokes that have allowed my wheel of life to continue flowing? Mm-hmm. And it was my 7-8 spokes for my relationship with God and Source. My friends, being willing to be divinely guided, follow my diet, follow my other protocol, Dr. Megan LeBon, and then my willingness to allow all that there is to be with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so how did you define that? You know, it's bigger than words. It's a walk with myself, a walk with my friends and God. Also, I did not tell anyone that couldn't hold my highest and best. I didn't tell anyone who I thought would worry, and I kept my tribe small in the beginning, very small. If I thought you were going to have worry energy, then you didn't get to know. I was very narrow-minded about that, and I would recommend that to anyone.
So, in other words, you kept the energy that was coming to you through friends, through family, through all those connections. They were just positive.
Yes. And yeah. I was put on a prayer list by some of these people. I had more than one healer to work on me.
Yeah, I know. I was sending you Reiki.
You want to talk about what you did?
Yeah, I was sending you Reiki every day. Every time I would think about you, I would send you more. I had you on a grid. I mean, we were all doing that, and I believe that is also part of what ends up with being this wonderful success story. You know, this might be a good time for me to ask this question, because there was a lot of belief and knowing in this process for you. And out of that belief and knowing came trust. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about that a little bit, because you and I are coaches, we know that what people believe is what happens. What they think about every day is what happens. And you already kind of put parameters around it. No one who was going to bring negative or worry energy to the pie was allowed in. So let's talk about that knowing and that trust that you had about this process. What was that?
You know, I've asked myself so many times this same question. I guess my inner strength. And with that inner strength, I knew it when I needed to call out and say, whether it was to my husband, that I said, okay, I need to talk. You know, I know you have just hit I am fine, but I need to talk about my fear today, you know.
Yeah. So let's do it. Yeah, it's amazing because you and I spoke several times through the process, and you always had this, everything is going to be fine. I'm just going to trust and everything is going to be good. What was it that you were trusting? And, you know, so this is really where I'm going with this question. Were you trusting that you were going to beat the cancer and live, or were you trusting that everything was going to be okay no matter what happened?
So it was a little bit of a combination. I was trusting that everything was going to be okay no matter what happened. It was interesting. In the beginning, I didn't really know what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, I had people telling me I was going to be fine. I certainly felt that many times. But, you know, as far as that being 100% true for me, that wasn't the case. It was so... It was interesting, you know, me who's had this belief that you just claim what you want and you stick with that no matter what, you know, it's like, I guess, having used that word so many times, the highest and divine best for someone, I claimed that for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just kind of let it evolve to be shown where my path was next. So I was pretty open. Was that your experience of me? Looking back on myself, I opened up.
Yeah, you did open up. And it. I want to say that it seemed to me that you were living in this moment every moment, that you weren't going down the road worrying. You weren't thinking, well, what if this happens? What if that happens? It was all we have is this moment. So it seemed to me you were living in this moment. Is that true?
It is true. I absolutely lived in the moment. And at the same time, you know, I juiced 3 times a day, 16 ounces of stuff that did not taste wonderful. It still does not taste wonderful. I'm not a lover of wheatgrass other than what it can do for your body. But, you know, I did everything I humanly could for my physical body. And I want to add right here that... you know, I did not have thousands of dollars to spend on my protocol, and a protocol came to me through Dr. Laban that I could afford.
Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned that because, you know, you hear in the reports of people going to Mexico or Brazil or, you know, to get these, but it is very expensive to do that. And sometimes those vitamin regimens are also very, very expensive. So you were really using things you could buy at the grocery store, at the health food store that were affordable for you.
I was, you know, they cost me no more. Megan, you know, I could buy my stuff through Megan, you know, mm-hmm. and they were, you know, they were not the cheapest by any means, but it was far from, you know, you could spend thousands every month.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be easy to spend $1,000 a month. But I want to stop here that the Northern Baja Gerson Institute, where Dr. Vickers runs, I would really recommend. Particularly if someone was getting a diagnosis that basically where it is everywhere and the doctors are not giving you but weeks or months, I would really strongly consider going there. And since then and opening up, if you don't have the money, you know, sometimes money comes in, just comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So don't hear me being negative on those. In fact, I have a list of people. you're in my hands, that Dr. Linda Isaacs in New York, who is an MD, but she does alternatives now, but she's a medical MD.
Mm-hmm.
I spent time with her 2-3 weeks ago. She is excellent.
So do you know what? Let's do this, Peggy. Because Peggy does not have a website. So what I think we're going to do is we're going to create a space on my website for you to give me these people that you're recommending. And we'll have them on my website so that they can access them. But at the end of the show, we're going to have Peggy give her email address, her Facebook address, and all of that so you can contact her directly. I think that that's going to probably be the best way to do it. It's hard for people to write while we're talking. So that way, we want to make sure that we get this good information.
I don't have a website yet, just because literally I was told. I have a few clients now. I help people along the way, but I was told to focus on myself till January.
Yeah.
You know, and not put my website up till then. So, like last night, it was like, well, maybe I need to go ahead and get my website up. And I heard again, not.
Yeah.
January.
Yeah, and I want to honor and just acknowledge that part of you, that you have taken the time to get clear, sit down, listen to, you know, hear the messages and listen to them and then act on them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that we don't do. We race through our lives and we're not listening to the messages that are actually falling into our head. So we are actually up against a break. And when we come back, we're going to finish our conversation, if that's possible, with Peggy. If you have a question, please call in 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Welcome back. This is Karen Florence speaking, and you're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. We are broadcasting from Westerly, Rhode Island, WBLQ 1230. I'm really getting to be settled in at the station there, and I'm really enjoying all the people that I work with at the station, and I just want to call that out. Today, we're talking to Peggy Gibson, and she is a dear friend of mine who has beat stage 4 breast cancer. They just sent me a smiley face, and right back at you, Chrissy. So let's talk a little bit, Peggy, about research. You ended up with an alternative physician. How did that happen? What did you do and what didn't you do?
Well, a really good friend of mine kept suggesting that I go to this person, even before I got my diagnosis. And for some reason, I did not have a hit on it, you know. And so finally, now this is a good friend, a fellow coach. We do intuitive readings for each other all the time. And still, it's just like, I didn't want to hear about this lady. So after about the fourth time that he strongly came to me, and it's like, you know, I trust this person. So I went, thank goodness. And the reason I went on kind of babbling right now is that sometimes, especially in the beginning, you're not going to know how to trust yourself. So trust your very best friends, you know. And so I went to Megan. I went on the internet to research. I would get really overwhelmed for everything that was, I would read that it was good to do for cancer. I would read, don't do that. So I would just shut the computer down. And I probably didn't start doing a lot of research until the last 3 months, actually. And then I asked myself, why would I be doing research so much now after I got the cancer-free diagnosis? Mm-hmm. And for two reasons. One, in order to help people. But then the first reason is that your first step is becoming cancer-free. Your second step is remaining cancer-free. You don't get to stop what you were doing when you get that first diagnosis in order to keep your healthy body. It's like you keep on dancing with the one who brought you.
There you go. I love that.
Yeah. And that came to me. It's like, do not let go of this partner.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting because, you know, when I go to my own physician, and I go to an osteopath, so he's got kind of he's on the fence, you know, Western and Eastern medicine. And, you know, he always says, whatever you do, just don't Google it, because you're going to get so many conflicting and horror stories. You just don't need to know any of that. Trust what I'm telling you, and everything is okay. And he's always absolutely right about that. And especially when it comes to cancer, because there is so much on the internet about it, and anyone can post anything. And, you know, it is. I really want to drive home again this, when you first get really, really shocking news, you really are in shock, and all of the faculties that you normally rely on to make decisions are really in a hyper state and cannot really always be relied on. So relying on people that you trusted before is pretty important.
It is very important. You know, and one of my first calls was to a dear friend who had cancer diagnosis back in the late 70s. There wasn't as much information there. They gave her 4 months max. She took 2 or 3 weeks to do nothing and just sit with what she was going to do. She turned her whole place, and she grew every kind of sprout there was to grow almost, and she ate sprouts. Am I recommending just doing sprouts? I'm recommending do what comes to you something that you can feel strong about, whether that is Western medicine or alternative medicine. Let your place where you feel the strongest radiate through you.
You know, I just coming up in my mind about those who don't know me very, very well don't know this, but I'm hospice certified. And I work with people with brain cancer, and I do Reiki on them and that sort of thing. And people come to me who have terrible diagnoses. They're going to die in 4 months, they've been told. And you know what? They never really do. They live much, much longer when they start taking, ownership of their disease. So let's talk about that a little bit, because you did take ownership.
I did. I'm hearing an echo, so I don't know how our...
Yeah, I just let the station know. I'm hearing it too.
Our sound is coming through.
Yeah.
Let me move here and see if that's better.
Yeah, and she says it's Skype, so let's just keep on going.
Okay. But I think you just... allow yourself to feel what you feel. Yeah, the sound seems to have left.
Yeah. We're good. Just, you know, we can keep on going.
But just allow, tell you, if you feel like you're falling apart, bring in your closest friends and say, hold me together right now. Because in that, you are taking ownership and responsibility by asking for help.
Yeah.
So you just take a deep breath, let God fill you. It will happen. It really will.
And, you know, you bring up another important point, is that we're not going to do this by ourselves. You know, we think that we have to do it everything by ourselves. But in healing ourselves, we do need other people. We need spirit. We need a good support system around us.
And I think we should take advantage of Karen's expertise and your intuitive ability and your connection and see if they channel a question through you for me.
So here's my question. We have about 2.5 minutes to go, and we're done. And wow, am I getting a nice body hit? What I'm getting is, how do you really connect to spirit in this process?
Well, thank goodness I had a long history with connecting. And in the beginning, I didn't feel like I was connecting quite as strong in some ways, and then. So I connected through light, what I told you. I connected through, I was be told 5, 10, 20 times a day with what color light to fill my body. And imagine a jewel, like an emery or an aquamarine, an emerald. Mm-hmm. And let that stone be as big as you are and walk into it.
You know, I just want to point out for those people who don't do a lot of energy work, this really begins with active imagination. Imagine that you are doing this, and that is good enough at the beginning, and you'll find your way through. You know what? I hate to say this, but we are actually at the end of the show, and we're going to get cut off if we don't say goodbye. So I'm going to post on my website information about Peggy, her email address, her Facebook, and phone number, how to contact with her if you have any questions. Peggy, it was wonderful having you on the show. We could do two shows.
I love you so much.
I love you too. The rest of you, go have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for another transformative hour of On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence to discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. For more information about Karen and to download your copy of past shows, visit www.onpurposeradio.com or www. www.onpurposewithkarenflorence. Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your soul suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.